Well, this past summer, we moved, well, in October we moved into this house. And that was my partner and myself moved in together. Well, we moved in together at the old house and like had like a 3-month trial period before that lease ended, and we moved to a new place because we were like, oh, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, whatever. Like, I'd rather have like a little, like, because he basically moved in because we moved rooms at that old place and I suddenly had space, and it made the rent cheaper, etc. So we tried it for 3 months at that place, and the idea being that if we couldn't live together, then we wouldn't, and you know, I would just find a lease myself and he would do whatever. And but it ended up being fine, and we moved to the place we're at currently. And then this past summer we planted tomatoes. It was the first thing we planted in the garden, and took a bit of love to get it there. And my partner is a very good gardener, so he fixed the soil, put some compost on it, sorted everything out, so we got the tomatoes in. And then we went away for 3 weeks, and we came back and they were like so unkempt and bushy, and I'm not sure how well the housemates had been looking after them. But they were just like bush tomatoes, but they were, you know, producing fruit, so we got excited. And for ages, my partner was like, yeah, I'm gonna stake them up. And then eventually when we did it together, and then the plants started going crazy. And it was something that was just like, it was tricky because we both were really busy at the time. So we were like, both like trying to look after these plants, but we needed to have the time to actually, you know, maintain them, to get them staked up so they would actually be able to thrive. And obviously I don't know much about gardening, so I was just following whatever my partner said. And yeah, no, they ended up being like a kind of like cornerstone to our pantry that, like, over the summer. They didn't produce like crazy because we let them go a bit crazy. We, you know, we didn't stake them up, but we got like, I think, like a 2 months of really good tomato, like, kind of production, like mostly cherry tomatoes, but then we had a few like bigger varieties as well. Like, we had Roma tomatoes or plum tomatoes, I'm not sure. But they were delicious as well because, you know, like compared to like styrofoam tomatoes from the supermarket. Also, like, it was like, it's not any better now, but especially like it was right as the price gouging was really, really bad at the supermarkets. So we were not like going grocery shopping very often. So it was just really nice to be able to go out into the backyard throughout the summer and just pick a bunch of tomatoes and have that be able to be like a part of the meal. And like, I love cooking, and cooking very simply with simple ingredients. And it's nice to like, you know, feed our whole household with something that we grew. That's kind of like the first like kind of food production plant or whatever that my partner and I grew together. And it was just really nice feeding our house of friends with the tomatoes we grew. And we pulled them out recently. It was a bit sad. Now we have leafy greens. But yeah, no, it's just like, it's, I've never had like a patch of plants or like, you know, a patch of vegetables that actually produces and that you can, you know, eat off of properly, like make meals out of. And it was a nice thing. It was a really nice thing to do like together as like in our first kind of proper like house as well. Like living with a bunch of other people, obviously, but yeah. And I love tomatoes.